Hello again, and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话英伦。Hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody.
Well, last time we were talking about the Queen. Actually, there is a lot of coverage about the royal wedding. Prince Harry just got married.
Yeah, to an American actress.
So, how about we talk about weddings in the UK? Let's see how it is different. Or is it similar to Chinese weddings in some aspects?So, in English, you do say to get married, to have a wedding. Are there any other phrases? Like, we have a lot of ways to say when two people come together.
Yeah. The most common is to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get married to be married. So, when you say I am married, that means I have a husband or wife. But there are a few informal expressions to say get married. You can say to tie the knot.
To tie the knot.K-N-O-T. So it's like tying two people together.
Yeah.
I guess it's a little bit like 永结同心. Anything else?
You can also say walk down the aisle.
Oh, I hear that a lot. What does that mean? Aisle. Isn't aisle like 通道?
Yeah. So the aisle is the aisle in a church. So you walk down the aisle to get married. So you walk from the entrance to the altar, to the area where the priest is.
Oh, and then you walk down the aisle as married man and wife.
Yeah.
Now, in China, we have our own ceremony. Some of Chinese couples would like a Western ceremony. Others would do a traditional Chinese ceremony. What kind of ceremonies would English people generally have?
There are two main ceremonies. You have the religious ceremony, which, if you're Christian, then it's held in a church, and it's done by a priest. But now it's becoming more common to have a civil ceremony.
Civil means non-religious.
Yeah. So a civil ceremony is held in a registry or a government office, or it can be held in a hotel, in a stately home sometimes as well.The ceremony is quite similar, but there are no religious undertones. There's nothing religious in that ceremony.
Oh.
And this is done by a registrar.
What is a registrar? Someone who registers you?
Yeah, the registrar is a government employee who has the right to marry you.
Okay, so I have a question. In China, people just go to these offices. You just basically go to a window and then get your certificate stamped.
Yeah.
But you actually have to hire a registrar to come out.
Yes, you have to hire a registrar. As I said, we do have a registry office, which is a government building. And they're normally very nice old stately homes that become government offices. And people go there to get married. But there's nothing like the Chinese style of registering your marriage and you've got to go to a window like a bank.
That's because our ceremony and the signing of legal certificate, they usually happen on different dates.
Not in England.
Mm.
So the legal and the ceremony happen at exactly the same time.
Oh, so on your wedding day, this is the day you actually get legally married.
Yeah.
In religious and in civil ceremony.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very different. So when you talk about wedding, obviously you have the bride and the groom. Who else?
Well, first of all, if you go to a wedding, you will have the ushers. The ushers help organise everyone. That's because normally the friends of the bride sit on one side and the friends of the groom sit on another side.
Oh, so this is like an organiser.
Yeah. And then for the bride, you will have the maid of honour.
I believe a lot of our listeners will watch all these TVs and movies, and they hear bridesmaid. So what is the difference between maid of honour and bridesmaid?
The maid of honour is the head bridesmaid.
Ah, 就是最主要的伴娘。
Yeah, so a maid of honour, it's normally a friend or relative, is unmarried. If they are married, then they are a matron of honour.
Oh, so you allow married women to play that role?
Yeah.
In China, you just can't. You have to be unmarried.
Yeah.
So in England, even if you're married, you can still be the head of bridesmaids, but you're not maid, you're matron of honour.
But generally the bridesmaids themselves, they're going to be unmarried.
So this is women on the bride's side. What about on the groom's side?
So on the groom's side, of course, you have the best man. The best man is generally the best friend of the groom, And his responsibility is to be there for the groom, especially if the groom starts getting nervous or getting cold feet.
Moral support.
Moral support. And also, very importantly, he looks after the rings.
Oh, yes. You see those in movies and TV. They're the bearer of the rings.
Yeah. And then the very important man that takes part in the ceremony is the father of the bride.
Of course.
He has to walk the bride down the aisle and give away the bride.
To give her away to her new husband.
Yeah. Mm. So the father of the bride will walk her down the aisle, hand the hand of the bride over to the groom, and then the ceremony begins.
It's a heartbreaking moment for dad. So what happens at a wedding ceremony? We just talked about all these important people at a wedding, but what happens?
When everyone enters the church or enters the main room, including the groom, the music will start and the groom will be waiting at the front and the bride walks down the aisle. Generally, the groom will not look around as the bride is coming down the aisle.
Why is that? Is he not allowed to see her?
Yes, pretty much.
That's considered bad luck, isn't it?
It's bad luck to see the bride before the ceremony.
Mm. So you literally see her when the father of the bride hand her to you.
Yeah. And then the priest or the registrar will begin the service.
And you probably will recognize a lot of the words from films and TV shows. This is where they exchange their vows.
Yeah. And a lot of the words people in English-speaking countries can recognize instantly. But they are written in an older form of English.
Mm.
So, for example, lots of films and lots of TV shows, they always have the scene where the registrar or the priest asks, "Does anyone know of any lawful impediment?"
Sounds like a mouthful. So any lawful impediment means who thinks that they shouldn't be married.
Yeah, and there's always a pause.
To wait to see if anyone objects.
Yeah, so generally in films, it's always the ex-lover of either the bride or the groom that comes in and says, "I do, I have objections."
Very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
But usually it doesn't happen.
Usually it doesn't happen. But I think people still get a little bit nervous at that time.
Okay, what about the vows, the actual vows, V-O-W-S? This is like promise, they change.
Yeah.
I think people are really familiar with the in sickness and in health. What is that?
That is a traditional vow that we would say, "I take you as my husband or wife, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, till death do us part."
Till death do us part. Beautiful vows.
But apart from the vows, they also have to say these words as well. It's a legal obligation to say these words. Mm. There are several versions, but this is the most traditional.
"I do solemnly declare that I know not of any lawful impediment why I," and say my name, "may not be joined in matrimony to my husband's full name." After exchanging vows, and then the registrar or the priest would say, "You can kiss the bride," right?
Yeah, the registrar or the priest will say, "I now proclaim you husband and wife, you may now kiss the bride." And that's the ceremony finished.
Is that the time they will sign the legal documents?
Yeah. So as we said before, it's all the same occasion. So after the ceremony, the bride and the groom and the witnesses would have to sign wedding certificate.
Mm.
And they are given this at the end of the ceremony. And that shows that they are legally married.
And it's not just the bride and groom, if I remember. In Britain, you also need witnesses, like their friends or families, right?
Yeah, so you need two witnesses.
Oh, they can be anyone?
They can be anyone. So sometimes in TV shows or films, if they're rushing a wedding, they might grab a witness from the street.
Oh, like a stranger.
Like a stranger. It doesn't matter who.
We're going to the dramatic again.
Yeah.
At Chinese weddings, usually after the ceremony, you start eating. Mm-hmm. Is that the same in the UK?
No. Well, first of all, you have to leave the venue. Mm-hmm. So that means you have to leave the hotel, leave the room or leave the church. And this is when people would throw confetti or rice for good luck over the couple.
Confetti 就是彩纸、嗯、然后剪成很小的就撒了之后有比较喜庆的感觉。Confetti or rice, an interesting tradition. Do people still do that?
Less so with rice, because unfortunately, if you throw rice, birds eat it and they can't digest it.
And they'll die.
And they die. So they've stopped throwing rice now.
Mm.
Then you would have the photos. This is one difference between Britain and China. The photos are generally done on the day.
Well, we do photos on the day, but generally couples would also do some extremely photoshopped photo on another day.
Yeah, we don't do that in England. It's only the photos on the day.
所以没有什么婚纱照的这个概念。Usually everything is very natural.
Mm. Mm. And then after that, the bride will throw her bouquet. We say that whoever catches the bouquet will be the first person to get married.
And then you have the wedding banquet, right? A big meal, like in China.
We do have a dinner, but this is called the reception. So first of all, you'll have a dinner for everyone that came to the ceremony. You'll have the toasts, where the groom, the father, the bride will make speeches after the dinner. And also you'll have the best man. He would make a speech as well.
So basically, the three men would make speeches. No women?
It's not traditional for a woman to make a speech, but it's becoming more common now.
So first the groom, and then father of the bride, and then best man.
Yeah, but the best man's speech is a little bit different, because the aim of their speech is to make fun of the groom. So they make jokes about the groom. They normally praise the bride, but they try to make the groom as embarrassed as possible.
I think you see that a lot in TV shows and movies.
The dinner and the toast, sometimes they are quite formal, but many occasions they're quite informal in the way that people are always making jokes. It's a happy occasion.
I think it's the same in China. Depends on what kind of people your family are, really.
Oh, yeah. Then you'd cut the cake. And then I would say the biggest difference between China and the UK is after the dinner, you'll have a party.
Because in China, usually the dinner or the lunch, that's it. After the banquet, everyone goes home.
Yeah.
So a party, what kind of a party? Like music?
There'll be dancing. There'll normally be a DJ. There'll be a disco. Everyone has lots to drink. The bride and groom start this by having their first dance.
As husband and wife.
As husband and wife.
And that's why a lot of people practice
their
dance skills. Even for people who don't know how to dance, they'll practice for their wedding.
And then the party will continue until quite late, around midnight, probably.
So it's a whole day event, essentially.
Yeah. This is the thing that surprised me when I first came to China and I went to my first Chinese wedding.Where it started at 11 o'clock and it finished at 1:30. In Britain, a wedding would start maybe at 11 o'clock and wouldn't finish until midnight.
Oh, you must be disappointed. So you went to a friend's wedding and then you're ready for a big party and everyone just left.
Everyone just left. I couldn't believe it.
Guess that's the cultural differences.
Absolutely.
So that's a lot about wedding ceremonies in the UK.In the advanced episode, we're going to expand that and probably move on to the topic of marriage.
So stay tuned for the next episode, which is going to be our advance. And we're going to be talking a lot about marriage in the UK, the different styles of marriage, and what married life is like for the average British person.
So in the meantime, if you have anything that you would like to comment on, to share, please leave your comment in the comment section or join our group.
So until next time.
See you next time.
Bye.